This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, I illustrated, using Joseph's life, the impact statement, God wants me to walk, work, and worship with divine clarity while living in the midst of human ambiguity and ambivalence. Joseph did this very well while experiencing many undeserved setbacks. When God honored his faithful life and made him second in power to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, he continued to walk, work, and worship with divine clarity. Sometimes it is harder to do that when things are going well than when we are faced with ambiguity and ambivalence. Joseph, however, maintained his focus, leading the nation with divine clarity during both a period of plenty and then during a 7-year famine. When his father sent his brothers to Egypt to get some grain, he had the opportunity to pay them back for what they had done to him. He was tempted, but couldn't pull it off. When you walk, work, and worship with divine clarity over a long enough period of time, that discipline gets ingrained and it becomes the natural thing for you to do. It's not that you can't compromise or get led astray, but you will be pulled in the direction of pleasing God. When Joseph finally told his brothers who he was, they became afraid, wondering what he would do to them. Joseph, however, responded in keeping with his heart commitment. Genesis 50:20 reads, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." This living with divine clarity while finding yourself in the midst of human ambiguity and ambivalence is what God is looking for in our lives.